Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast. Grieving is difficult. There's no getting around it or away from it. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, I am sharing my book, Grieving, Walking Through the Darkness, with you. You'll discover that what you are experiencing, physically and emotionally, are normal. Healing is possible, and it is tied to the powerful lessons life teaches us. Remember this, love always wins. You will be better. Episode 5. I wrestled all night with M's suggestion. I didn't want to go to a grieving group. How could they help me? I rationalized. In the morning after breakfast and a third cup of coffee, I knew I had to follow through. I gave M my word. I called Eva, the grieving group leader. I cried as I told her my story. Several times I had to stop. I couldn't speak. Eva silently waited. When I finished with my story, she encouraged me to come to the group's Tuesday meeting. She gave me her cell number if I needed someone to talk to over the weekend. After I ended the call, I felt good about taking the step. On Tuesday, I walked into the building on a church property used for classes, meetings, and large gatherings. I followed the scent of coffee and chatter until I found the meeting room. Long tables arranged in a rectangle took up nearly all the space in the room. Women, all over the age of 60, occupied all the seats but four. A short woman sitting in the row at the table in front of the room rose from her chair, turned toward me and said, "You must be Ray." "You must be Eva," I answered. She nodded and put her arms around me. She gave me a hug as if she had known me all her life. It felt reassuring in some way. Maybe she understood why I was here. I returned her hug. I found a seat on the side row away from the door, my back to the windows. The seats on either side of me were open. I noticed boxes of Kleenex strategically placed around the setting. One of the women, F, asked if I wanted coffee or water. I chose water. I sat silently watching the women. They talked to each other as if they had been friends for years. The door opened and another woman arrived. She struggled to walk. She was in obvious pain. She walked toward the empty seat next to me. I rose and pulled out the chair to my right for her. She sat down and thanked me. An older male with a cane entered the room. He slowly made his way into the room and sat to my left. When she finished, she introduced me to the group. She turned to me. "Ray, tell us your story." "It's a long one," I said. "Take the entire meeting if you like," Eva said. I felt my heart pounding. I wondered for a moment if those near me could hear it. The women looked at me. No one smiled. I think they knew what I am experiencing. Images and emotions flooded back to me as if they happened the moment before. Tears streaked down my face. I couldn't speak. The woman sitting next to me handed me the box of Kleenex. I took one and blew my nose. She took hold of my hand and squeezed it. I wondered for a second what the others thought of me. I didn't care. I spoke for nearly 30 minutes. No one interrupted me. Everyone seemed compassionately interested in me and the story I told. When I finished, I looked at the group and said, "Thank you for listening to me." They smiled. Eva asked other members to speak. Each one spoke about their suffering and grieving. I recognized, for the first time, I knew M was right. I was not alone. These women understood what I was experiencing. Our only difference, they experienced it before me. In episode 6, M and I meet for lunch at a French bakery. I hope you stop by and listen.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, please hit the like button. Please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, please email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, at gmail.com. My book, Grieving, Walking Through the Darkness, is available on Amazon. Have a great day and stay strong. never, never quit.